Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Buffalo selects Jack Eichel.
Why would you do this?
Surprise, surprise. McDavid, Eichel, 1-2. Listen, people who are fans of pro sports in Buffalo, they are tortured fans. Bills, Sabres. How might this young man change things in the city of Buffalo?
He can take a game over by himself because he's just so strong. He's so physical. He can be nasty if he has to be. He has played against men and thrived against men. This is not going to be a big transition for Jack Eichel.
Why would you do that?
That does not make fun of the anniversary.
Not all anniversaries have to be celebrated, Josh.
I think what's really funny hearing that back, how much has changed for the Bills since that? I don't know who was speaking there when he was like tortured sports fans.
Yeah.
You know, the Bill. And that's 2015. That's
the Bills are.
That feels like there is no end in sight for the drought.
Nearing their end unknowingly.
That's the thing. It nears its end, but it's in a weird season where they have a negative point differential. They're not particularly good, but it happens.
And we all partied. Oh, and we partied.
But like at that point, it felt like there was no end in sight. And like how quickly things have changed where like now the Bills are arguably the second or third most marketable team in the NFL.
Yeah, it took 2 years.
Behind only Philadelphia and the Chiefs.
Took 2 years from breaking the drought to become this, what they are now. So I do like that you bring up like the Bills and how much things have changed.
It's immediately my thought.
Since that clip. And I'm over here like, why would you do this to me, Joshua?
And also, you think about it, that night of that draft, no, they don't get McDavid, but whose vibes were significantly higher? The Sabres, by a mile.
And it was because Edmonton had that perception because they had already won the number one overall pick several years in a row. And now it's like, oh, they get it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come on, maybe we can stop giving Edmonton the number one overall pick, please. That'd be great.
But you think about that draft night. I mean, they already added Evander Kane late in the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
They make the Ryan O'Reilly trade, I believe, either it's that night, don't they? The Ryan O'Reilly trade that night?
The acquisition, yes.
Yes. So you add him, you add like the
Lehner
vibes
as well.
The vibes at that time.
They also add Lehner in that day as well. I remember that day for two things. One, obviously, Buffalo selects Jack mm-hmm. Eichel. The other, me thinking that Don Sweeney was on mushrooms with his draft class.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. They had 3 first-round picks. Boston had
and all he passed rows. On Matthew Barzell all 3 times.
Yeah, It was not just that he had 3 first-round picks. They were all consecutive.
That's right, they were. Speaking of making a ton of first-round draft picks, last night was the NBA draft. The Brooklyn Nets had 5 first-round picks last night. They made them all.
That's sicko behavior, and I love it.
Really? You made them all? Really?
Ready? That's sicko. That's why I love it.
It is one of those where it's
because it's sicko.
And from everything I saw from like NBA draft people, they're like, this is horrendous. I hate everything about this trade.
I love
this
draft. I love it.
But yeah, I remember that night too. I was at the time working as a lifeguard. I'm a junior in high school at the time. And my dad texted me like an hour left in my shift because I was on my break. And he's like, do you want to go like to the draft party at the arena? So me and him went. And I just remember, I think we were actually sitting in the 300s or maybe it was all the 100s. But just like seeing everything come down. It was still like somewhat the early days of Twitter. So like, yep. You know, there was excitement there and just seeing everything happening. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun at that time.
You know,
and it's so stark to where, I mean, the Bills at the time, what was going on with the Bills? Nothing good.
Nothing good. But now though, you mention it though. And now, 10 years to that clip, here we all are.
Yeah, we're still
dealing with the misery of the Sabres.
And the Sabres drought was not that long. It really wasn't.
It was only at 4 years at the time.
It was part of that. There will be pain.
There will be pain. There will be suffering. But there is supposed to be hope on the other side. And then we fell into an endless chasm where we do not know where the end is currently.
Just a wild ride for those 10 years. But to remember like those feelings at the time for both sports franchises – wildly different. The only thing that would make that even more hysterical is if the Bills had won a Super Bowl in this window where you're like, also, man, how did that happen in these 10 years and the Sabres did nothing?
It is also kind of wild and fitting, though, that the general manager that traded Jack Eichel is the one that's still here.
Still here, yep. 803-0550, the number two call. Let's go back to your phone calls. Alex is up first. Alex, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, surprisingly. All right. Thanks for having me on.
Giddy up.
Hey, that's good, though.
I was the first caller on the afternoon show after the Kevin Adams press conference, and I'm feeling much better today.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, it's not all bad here. I think, well, first I wanted to say that I love you guys. I love when you have the mic on this show.
Thank you.
I think you're a rising star. You're entertaining. You're level-headed. You're reasonable. Derek, you are not those last two things. It took me about a year to like understand you, but then once it clicked, I can't get enough. I love when you guys are running the show.
Hey man, it took you to understand me 1 year. What's the secret? Because I don't understand me, and I'm 36.
still trying to figure it out.
I think the secret is just roll with it and ride with it, and you know.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared to answer that. The why, kind of like Kevin Adams, but. Know that the sentiment is sincere. Back to the Sabres, specifically Paterka. Like, I don't hate this trade. What have we been clamoring for all offseason? A partner for Owen Power. Not for years we've been talking about that. And any good trade is going to hurt a bit initially. And I think the hard thing here is to separate our hate. I don't think hate is really that strong of a word. Shouldn't hate anyone, but it's hard to separate our hate for Kevin Adams from the actual hockey decision. A lot of people were upset about the McLeod trade last year, certainly not to this level, but it worked out. People have noted that Paterka is a one-dimensional player at this point in his career. Mm-hmm. He could get better, but the Sabres need to win now, and they address arguably their biggest need in the deal, albeit creating another hole. And that's my next point. Is that part of the value in this trade that people are saying, you know, we didn't get enough? Part of the value is that Kesterling's on a $1.5 million restricted contract, if I'm clear. So we're, you know, we could have signed Paterka to a qualifying offer, but I don't think that would have gone over. So we, you know, in a way, we're saving $6 million in cap space on the deal. The thing that's I'm worried about is whether we're actually going to do anything with that. So,
right.
Derek, you touched on this. Like, we need to see what happens next.
Yep.
We need to see what happens with Byram free agency, if the Sabres are actually, if they're actually going to spend to the cap. But Kesterling, I really like this kid from what I've seen. Like, he's huge, he can skate, he can hit, and he's got a little swagger to him. So I'm actually optimistic. And, you know, I didn't want to trade Paterka, but here we are. So now, you know, I'm trying to look at this with a glass half full. I think it's just really hard for fans to get past the, you know, how they feel about Kevin Adams and look at this objectively. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Alex, thanks for the call.
Appreciate all of that, by the way.
I would say, I don't want to say, like, great job just because, like, you know, he gave us compliments, but, like, thank you.
But also he brought good takes.
I think that is something. We had a caller who wasn't able to hold on, but I really wanted to get to his point. I believe his name was Mike. But his point was, like, it would be easier if I didn't have to Google these players. Like, that's what Josh was able
that was
to
Jerry.
Jerry. He was able to put the description. Like, it'd be nice if I didn't have to Google these players. I think that is part of it. Of you know, there's the vitriol, the hate, however you want to put it, towards Kevin Adams. There is a strong belief, I'd say, by 95% of the fan base, he should not still be in the job. The press conference this week did not help. So anything he does, especially when he's trading, quote-unquote, arguably, the best player in the trade, it's not going to go over well. It doesn't help either when us in Buffalo, it's probably not a lot of Sabres fans who were watching Utah Mammoth games last year, or, well, Utah Hockey Club games last year.
Right.
There probably weren't a ton. So you hear about this young defenseman, but honestly, we won't know until the fall if he's any good or not on the Sabres. So there is this feeling of, what the hell are we doing? What's going on? But I do think Alex brings up a good point that, well, we've been kind of asking for a defensive partner for Owen Power for a few years now. He seems to fit this role. He is a big guy. He's fast.
He can skate well.
He's
That's
got
a big
skill.
Thing.
This could be a long-term partnership for him. And if the Sabres do trade Byram for a top six forward, or they pair him in the ninth overall pick to go get a guy like Elias Pettersson, or if they just trade Byram for, you know, argument's sake, Marco Rossi, what have you. All of a sudden, and this is why I...
It lands Marco Rossi.
I know. I'm being aggressive there, but just follow me here a little for a second. That's why for me, it's just, let me get to Monday.
And that's why I said, we can't look at the trade in a vacuum or in isolation. And also, for the people that are upset still, I'm with, like, I get it,
mm-hmm.
and I understand, and I'm kind of with you. But something Alex said makes a good point there. Sometimes to get something, you have to give something and it hurts. I do think it was an underwhelming value return on the player given.
Mm-hmm.
But Kesselring is not he's not just a guy.
That is a guy.
If there's some form of solace in this, I'm not going to say Adam's cooked. I am going to say there's at least some piece of substance coming back here. There is some meat on this bone. Not as much as you would have liked or what you ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got some wings and, like, they got over-fried and, like, there's a little bit of meat off the bone at that point. Like, it's a little disappointing. But there's still something there.
And the sauce is good.
The sauce is good, yes. That's Kesselring. That's Kesselring. That's the sauce. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of good points in there from Alex, so good call. Thank you for that call, and appreciate that.
And something Paul said today with Sal and Joe, too, about Paterka, and something Alex brought up, and you know, look, he can absolutely develop more.
Right.
But the player that is leaving Buffalo is very one-dimensional and has a very high shot percentage. And so, and it's the player that's leaving Buffalo. It's not the player that may become in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a good chance, because he is not good in his own end at all, that he does stay that one-dimensional player. And for Utah now, he is their second highest paid player.
That is the part that they're banking on, is that he takes that next step that is being projected.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that that is a fair assessment. The Sabres are doing the same thing. Both teams are making a projection here.
Yeah. Paterka, though, and this is where you'll get in the more just broad fan on Twitter feelings, Paterka's the flashier player. He's the more known player. He did put up 68 points last year and 50 the year prior, and he's 23.
And he scored 28 and 27 goals in consecutive years.
Yeah, easily he's the more flashy player, and arguably he's the better player right now. But what the Sabres needed now was guys to help them today, and they needed to get better defensively. They arguably, with the goaltending situation, can't really have forwards who are bad on defense.
Yes. I will say, like I said, underwhelming is probably the proper word on the return, but there's something that is there. I don't like, though, that the misinformation thing immediately gets to is able to be turned around on now. And I don't like that you have 4 years of control and you're trading somebody on the first sign of malcontent.
Now, that is a good point to bring up, is that...
I still don't like that.
And
that's something Alex brings up with, like, the hatred and the vitriol towards Kevin Adams. This part doesn't help.
No, because there literally any pushback on a young ascending player, like the first time in forever that you had a second round pick actually become anything. he's gone. A young,
and
fun
say
player.
He doesn't sign. Like you qualify him so that you know you right. at least have control. Say he decides to like head home, for example.
Okay. Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Sabres now have to trade him. Are you telling me that there's going to be a diminished return on a 23-year-old forward who scored 27 and 28 goals in consecutive years? No, you're probably getting at least the same return if he forces your hand. Just because teams know doesn't mean that they're not competing with each other, right? So I feel like you had some more time to posture and dance on this one.
I think that's why most people thought it would drag in either to the summer or even the next year. It is very stunning that this happened before Byram. If Byram is traded at all, I think he will be. But that was always the belief going into this week, is that Byram would be traded during the draft or around the draft, and we would see what happens with Peterka. The hope being you sign him to a long-term deal, but a trade always sort of hovering over you. Instead, it's Peterka first, and now you're kind of hinging on Byram being part of a top six forward move. Or do you go into the free agency well? Nikolaj Ehlers is a guy that has been brought up a lot as someone that they could go and go get. You know, how much does that make you feel good as if Byram is part of a trade to maybe add another defenseman or another forward, and then they also add Ehlers? Like, there are moves the Sabres can make.
There are moves that can be made.
That can make you excited. I'm not saying it's going to be exciting as 10 years ago when, you know, you were all of a sudden looking at a Vander Kane, Ryan O'Reilly, and Jack Eichel.
And Leonard.
And Reinhardt. I'm not saying that. But also, I've been bullish on saying I don't think this team is that far off. I think they really just need to get better defensively and have more timely saves from goaltenders. And if that happens, they should be a playoff team.
So when it comes down to it, though, ultimately, for me, and I think this is something I'm going to profess at this point, I'm overall not thrilled, but there is something good coming back in here. And this trade cannot be looked at in isolation. You said it. Let's get to Monday. Let's get to Monday. Let's find out what the roster is looking like from there. And even then, free agency is a thing. And I know that the Sabres don't really use it, let alone Kevin Adams.
Mm-hmm.
But even historically as a franchise, they don't.
Yeah, right. Right.
But there are players that are going to be out there this year. Like, it's going to happen. That's a reality. We'll find out what we get. Because even then, like, the re-signings will have happened by then. Those late re-signings for UFAs. We'll find out what the actual free agent market class is going to look like by Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're going to know. So let's get through. Honestly, let's talk in a week.
Let's talk in a week.
I'm allowing myself to reserve for more anger next week on Thursday. When I'm in front of a microphone again. Or, I mean, I will be all of next week. But, like, I'm just saying, a week from now, let's give it a proper gauge of overall what does the start of your offseason look like, and is it a recipe for success, or did you not do enough?
Yep. Let's go back to the phones. Michael, up next. Michael, you're on WGR. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Boy, I'll tell you, the signing of Pekalainen making a big splash. I wake up this morning, it's pouring like a monsoon. Not quite the splash that I was looking for.
Nice. I like the analogy.
here we sign these two, and then they come up with a trade like this. Don't quite understand it. I'm a Sabres fan. I bleed blue and gold. I used to practice with them quite a bit as a goalie. And, you know, I'm willing to sit it out a little bit more. What are your thoughts, though, number one, on Ryan Johnson? He was supposed to be a highly touted prospect, defensive prospect, but lately he seems to have been kind of idle down in Rochester. And my other point is really, any goalie in this system or in the NHL, there's not a lot of them that would really have a heck of a chance with the way that they've been playing behind the blue line.
Agreed.
And, I really don't think any goalie back there would do well. But one thing I am thinking, though, is I truly believe that we need a new goalie coach. What are your thoughts?
That might be something, Michael, honestly, because I know people have brought up coaches a lot, and I don't really disagree. I get very worried about the development. Rochester typically does well, but there is this, for a lot of these guys, that sort of stopgap of, okay, they're really good in the AHL. They can't seem to make the jump to the NHL. Goalies, you could argue maybe it's the same thing. Like, we're having a really hard time with Devin Levi, right, Derek? I mean, like, he's incredible. At times in Rochester, but he gets to the NHL and it's stark. It's different.
Mike Bales, Marty Wolford are two assistant coaches that I have wanted off of this roster now for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, sorry, Michael.
It's all right. Apologies.
It doesn't look like it's happening. Because the goaltending coach isn't the only one. Even Seth Appert running the power play, it looks more of like the same systemic issues.
It doesn't help either that most Lindy Ruff teams don't have great power plays.
Yeah, that's
that,
not going
that doesn't
to help.
Help either.
That's not going to help. But yeah, no, I don't see any change to the coaching staff, sadly. I like the monsoon analogy because it's not what you expected. It's a move. It's a splash. But why is it raining sideways?
why is it raining sideways? Why am I worried a tree might fall into my room?
Why am I worried right now? Do I need a raft?
The Ryan Johnson thing is also interesting.
Ryan Johnson is...
Because he was like their only big like defensive prospect that wasn't drafted first overall.
And it really has become like they are kind of, at least compared to their forward group, they are kind of barren on the back end.
It's not good.
And Ryan Johnson was supposed to be chief amongst that group.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson does look like he's ultimately going to top off at a bottom pair defenseman.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You need those. That's how you lose Stanley Cup finals, by the way, or that's how you lose in the playoffs. Look at me talking about playoffs. But Cody Ceci shouldn't have been in the top four for Dallas.
Right. Yeah.
That man should be a bottom pair defenseman. Matias Samuelsson should be a bottom pair defenseman. He's not paid like it, but he should be a bottom pair defenseman. If he's playing less minutes a night, are we as angry about Samuelsson?
I mean, like, probably objectively, no. There's less time to make mistakes. There's less time to affect the game.
Thank you. So that's all I got to say about that.
And then on Kesselring and the whole goalie thing, that's where I've been at. I think if you improve the blue line, you'll at least get competent goaltending. Because I think there is at least a competent goalie in UPL.
Or you have your answer.
Maybe both UPL and Levi.
Yeah,
but
you can
have
your answer and move on.
Defensively for years.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, that's been a talking point for, I think, most fans is that they really needed a partner for Owen Power. This move,
inarguably, does it.
We'll see how well... But inarguably, it doesn't. 803-0550, the number two call. Rich, Anthony, if you hold on, we'll get to you guys coming up after this quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely, and that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches, having those conversations. There's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated, but that doesn't mean you just, because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them.
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams, just a few days ago in his pre-draft availability, him alongside assistant general manager Jerry Fortin speaking with the media, and that's a clip. He's not talking about a specific player. But I'd argue after last night, all signs are pointing to J.J. Paterka.
That makes that last line kind of make no sense.
It does.
At that point.
Josh was talking to us in the breaks. We're listening to it. And it's weird because I'm with him in that first one. Like, I'm like, okay, like now you're painting me a picture of how this trade went down. I don't have to agree with it, but you're painting me the picture. I can see it. It's the ending where I'm like, this is about Paterka. You kind of just did that. But then, and I've mentioned this, I then have to wonder – okay, how bad was it internally?
Enough that the Sabres have not put up anything about goodbye JJ or thank you.
I don't know if it's necessarily petty. I do wonder if it's a, this was not a good relationship by the end. Publicly, it was fine. Internally, may have been really bad.
It may have been
a lot worse. I do wonder if it's stuff where maybe Lindy Ruff and his coaching staff really believed he is not going to take a step defensively and that he is just going to be a one-trick pony and an expensive forward that they simply cannot. I mean, that very quickly becomes a luxury piece that they can't afford. On a team that can't make the playoffs, they kind of can't afford that.
Yeah, it's...
I wonder. We probably won't get the full answers, but I do wonder.
But this is why we can no longer look at this trade in isolation. Last night, we have our moment to be angry, to be surprised, to be shell-shocked. This morning, you learn a little bit more about Kesselring. You learn a little bit about Doan. And now you think, Adams has work to do still. A lot to do still. One move does not make an offseason. And if it does, we have a lot angrier conversations.
More you're worried because of past offseasons.
If that's it, then there's a problem.
Yeah, if this is really going to be it. I don't think it will, but past offseasons would tell you they don't do a ton, and that is worrying. 803-0550, the number two call. Next up, Anthony on the line. Anthony, how are we doing this morning?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So why is it always is a fan base for us that the words you guys keep saying, it's underwhelming.
Yeah.
It's the press conferences that make you walk away from saying, like, God, I can't stand this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's why are we subjected as a fan base to that? Why is that the standard? The bar is so low for this man to clear. So low. And it's so, at best, by doing this trade, what has he done? Bought himself a week to say he's going to do something? And you guys have just said past seasons have told us nothing will happen. What GM in the NHL has two number one first overall picks as defensemen wouldn't trade their left arm for that just as starting? I mean, everything is there. And he can't do it. If you want to compare it to something else, maybe Kevin Adams should go be a weatherman, because that's the only job you can keep him be wrong this much. It's been so long. Everyone used to demonize Darcy Regier. I'd cry if Darcy Regier became the GM again. Like, that's the standard has just become so low to say, please just do something. Make us competitive. In a sport where you can flip a coin to make the playoffs, it's a 50-50 shot. You got it wrong 13 times in a row. You know what? Of all the craziest things we've done, hiring Ralph Krueger was probably something that was either going to be the smartest thing or the dumbest thing in the world. So maybe, yes, Kevin Adams is absolutely not the answer for this organization. But even taking it a step farther and saying, where is Terry's role in this? Because quite frankly, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Josh Allen, the Bills probably wouldn't be a quarter of the way where they are now. So maybe as an entire fan base with the Bills and the Sabres, we take a little bit harder look at our owner here and say, what are you really doing here? Yeah, because how many jobs has Josh Allen saved?
Yeah, Anthony, I think you bring up a good point there. It's something I feel, I mean, I mentioned in the last hour, I don't really have a fond feeling about most sports owners. I mean, and don't even start about the ones for the teams that I root for. I think that's just the nature of the beast with sports.
Don't worry, there's going to be something, I'd imagine, like in some due time after like NHL offseason going on and everything. The report about the NFL with guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, cartoonish villains sometimes owners can be.
Yeah, very much so. I do look at, though, you bring up Josh Allen, like how many jobs has he saved? I think that's true for a lot of sports, that the one star player that you – it's at times, and I think especially in sports, it is better to be lucky than right.
It is sickening, though.
It sucks.
That the Sabres have Rasmus Dahlin,
and
they can't sniff it.
No, and I think it's because – and you saw it with – and we've had people bring it up today. Pegula at the start with the Bills. Hiring Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan, and how much of a train wreck that was.
Right.
Where now they've got adults in the room. And I've heard people bring that up too, so I do want to say this. It is much easier said to just say, get two guys that have a plan in the room. I guarantee you Kevin Adams has had a plan. I guarantee you most of the people they've hired have had a plan. Ralph Krueger included had a plan, and it sounded really good on paper. But that doesn't mean it's going to go well. Lucky.
Also,
Jack Quinn doesn't get two brutal lower body injuries that ruined his development. Where are they at now?
Quinn's probably the more promising, and they're probably holding on to JJ at that point, too.
Probably holding on to JJ. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen doesn't throw a 180 this year in terms of his goaltending abilities from last year.
Oh, if that
what happens?
If last year, like this past season, Luukkonen was what he was 2 seasons ago, they're a playoff team. And that's factual.
And I know
goaltending sunk them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing about this with that caller. Hey, man, don't dog on weatherman like that. You want to know why? Because we exist, too.
I was actually going to say draft experts can be wrong, like, all the time.
Sports,
and they'll still keep their job.
Any sports pundits.
Yeah, it can be super
can
wrong.
Can be wrong and still have their job. So
did weatherman get a bad rep? If the wind changes by, like, a mile, you're screwed. Where, like,
but it's not like we're any better.
Like sports pundits can just say anything and you're fine. Draft experts?
Yeah, I'm looking. The television's on ESPN right now. I don't think I have to say any more in that context.
Yeah. Whether they get a bad rep, it's the draft experts and the sports pundits. They get to be wrong more than anybody.
No, I'll absolutely have some fun. Point the sword at us. Like, come on.
I started as a draft junkie. My whole thing is I'm going to be wrong way more than I'm right.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now, I will say, I was not just a Rosen guy. I was a Darnold guy. I liked Josh Allen, but I was a Darnold guy. I did get Shakir right, though, and I will stand on business with that.
Good.
Back to the phone lines. We go to Rich next up. Rich, how are we doing today?
Gentlemen, good morning still. Good morning.
Still morning, yep.
Just to give you guys a little bit of love. You guys are fresh and up-and-comers. Mr. Kramer, I've always enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you.
Zach, you're moving up the ladder.
Thank you.
Second point is two-part question. What or who is Doyne going to be? Is he going to be on the roster or is he going to be a Rochester player? Secondly, who gets Petrenko's spot, assuming we don't get any more trades or free agent signings? Who do you think, if that doesn't happen, is the best Rochester player to get that spot that Petrenko has now left for?
Rich, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Rich.
Derek, and on the Rochester point, you've watched them a ton in person, so yeah, I'm going to kind of give the stage to you.
Well,
on
let's go in order. Josh Doan, probably bottom six.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably put him on the third line.
In Buffalo.
Maybe I would like a grouping of him, Benson, and Zucker. That sounds fun. It's fast, physical, and intense if you throw those three players together. As for a Rochester player to look out for, if the left wing spot is vacated and remains that,
mm-hmm,
you're probably looking at Konsta Hellenius or Isaac Rosén. And I don't know what Rosén is at this point. He's kind of a mystery.
Yep.
He has not had a lot of time in the NHL. I do think that he would offer a little bit more for you. But now, this is the funny thing about holding on to all your prospects. It's time. Bell's ringing. Come get your spots, kids. Because there's a juicy top six role available for some highly touted prospects. If I'm to rank it, I'd go Hellenius, Rosén, Östlund.
So is this going to be like the Joker meme in The Dark Knight where he just breaks the pool stick and he's like, all right.
Yes.
Someone's going to do it.
Someone's going to do it. And that's if they don't do anything with free agency, they don't add a top six with a Byram trade, then that's it. Here we go. Break the pool stick. We're going to have tryouts.
Such a good performance. Such a good performance. The movie overall, pretty good. I've soured on Christian Bale's performance as Batman.
All right, we don't need to do this today.
Michael Russo of The Athletic reporting, the Wild were in on J.J. Paterka. They did have some sort of trade packages. And just to kind of break it down, according to Russo, the Wild offered Marco Rossi as a starting package. They were willing to include more, but the Sabres did not want to add another undersized forward. The Wild were not trading Faber, and it's not clear if Yurich would have been enough to move the needle. So now, and I know Chaddy Admonisis has brought this up as well, the expectation is that Byram is going to be the trade package for a forward. We'll see, though, if that develops. But Marco Rossi's name has been brought up a lot.
Why did you give me that name?
Now, but I will say, are we sitting here kind of saying the same thing of, okay, you traded Paterka for Rossi, we still need a defenseman?
Yeah, and that's what Byram's for.
But that's what. But so we're kind of having the same conversation. We're having the
same conversation, different boxes.
Different boxes.
But I do... It hurts a little bit that Rossi was thrown in there,
that's the
reportedly.
Thing. But that's the thing. Rossi would have been the name that most people would have seen it last night and been, okay, okay.
But also, that is center depth. You can't get enough of that in the NHL.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
So that, like, it hits a little differently in that sense, too. Mm-hmm. Not just a more recognizable name coming back.
But center depth.
But center depth is center depth, and you can never have enough of it. Especially if one of your centers is not known for particularly being healthy. I know that's not a fair thing to say, but it's true.
It's true at this point.
Like
it's very true at this point.
It's something that's measurable. The game's played there, or the lack thereof, I should say. So, if Rossi comes back, I'm pretty sure everyone's feeling a lot differently about the deal, A, because it's a big name, and B, because center depth is center depth. You can never have too much of it. It's like hungry, hungry hippos at that point for me. Give me more.
Mm-hmm.
I want all the marbles. There's still work to be done. Ultimately, and I think that it's going to be the beautiful way we can wrap this up, is I have started to hate the deal less. What I do hate more is the idea of power dynamics being forfeited and laughing off about misinformation when a player was traded 3 days later.
It's just such a tough look.
It's
so bad.
It's almost like an unforced error.
It's such an unforced error. It's so unforced. Every time.
The box says trap inside, and then you open it, and then like you have glitter on your face.
Why'd you open it?
So that's
it. I told you what was going to happen. It didn't spell it out for you.
I'm with you, though. Let's see what happens on Monday. We can grade the weekend as it is at that point and include this in there. And free agency starts on Tuesday. Buckle up, because we have just been shown it is going to be a roller coaster this year.
Whether they do anything or not, it'll be a roller coaster. Quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. Get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Do want to thank everyone for calling in today. It's been a lot of fun getting connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We have talked about the 100 holes of golf, which Jeremy White's taking part in, Nate Geary's taking part in, Owen Parker's going to head down there to
do a little caddying.
We also have another thing going on today, which is the 11-day power play. Derek, you, Josh, Owen, a bunch of you guys are taking part in it tonight, so I'll give you the floor here to kind of preview
all that. All right, so here we go, baby. This is where I have my fun, and I do a little bit of a smack talk thing. Radman, you're going down. Kevin Carroll, you are a pylon. Finky, love you, but get wrecked.
Love you, were a pylon. It's so good.
The morning skate is going to get their fair share here from the WGR team today.
How do you feel about your game? Where's it at?
Terrible. I have not skated all year, and yet I have the confidence that I'm going to score multiple goals.
Josh, how are we feeling about tonight?
I, like Derek, have not skated as a player all year. I have been playing goalie here and there for a league I play in.
I also bought new skates, so I'm extra cooked.
That's the one thing that I do not have the disadvantage of. My skates are nice and broken in, so that'll be fine for me.
I did take them out for a couple days last week. I went on Sunday as well, so I did try to really get to that point of like, all right, let's see how confident my legs are going to be at this point. Feet don't fail me now, mostly because I brought the smack talk just now and also said I'm probably going to lead GR staff in goal scoring.
Man, you both as athletes. Like, I know my body's a looted temple. It's not taken care of well, but at least when I was getting ready for a race, I did a little warm up for a month or two.
Oh, you know what?
Come on, boys.
I'm going to take an hour to stretch today.
I'm going to stretch a bunch today. As soon as I get home.
25 minutes.
Last year, go. When I was on site for the 11 day for day two of the draft, I legitimately would take moments and say, Brayton and Callie, you guys take this next segment entirely. I'm literally going to go walk around and stretch. In your 30s, stretching is key. If you don't stretch, you're dead. You're toast. You're cooked.
Oh, but an hour seems excessive.
No, it's not.
This is where we need to take care of our body beforehand.
Well,
so
sure.
So that we can go in a little bit nicer.
But Zach, even if I did.
This is 3 hours.
Even if we did take care of our bodies beforehand, I still would stretch for an hour.
I'll lead stretches. You going to be there?
Sure.
All right. I'll lead the stretches.
Yeah,
we'll do the WGR team stretches.
It's like my high school swim team. It was like a stretching circle before we did it.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't participate. I mean, I was there. Oh. I did not stretch very much.
Not a team player over here.
I was a team player. I was there, but
it's good thing he's not out there tonight.
I'm not going to pull anything.
Other than if you haven't seen it, Derek Kramer 49, I think it was retweeted by the station.
Yeah, I'm a baby gazelle out
there. Oh, there's a picture of Zach that I finally posted it like a jerk. So now I did see a comment under there of saying you're going to be at risk for not knowing puck.
I don't even know what sweatpants are.
Ron Dax Ripper tweeted in, poor guy, going to be a you don't know puck meme.
It's 100%, and it should be. That's exactly the meme you should use. I look like a baby gazelle out there, missing a foot.
As we're talking about the Paterka trade, I'm unleashing this picture on you.
It's not better either.
It's so mean.
My girlfriend has wanted to go ice skating, and I'm like, cool, am I getting the walker?
There are adult-sized walkers.
I'm like, I do.
But that'll do it for us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. By the way, Team WGR, 6 o'clock at Harbor Center. And guess what? The Paterka trade happened. I'm sure we're going to hear about it from Sabres Live. Coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.